Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
This past week, there was certainly evidence that inflation is going down. So what is that? What do we see both on the positive and the negative side? There was a busy week this week, as we talked about last weekend. Told you this week would be super busy, and it was. We started out the week with the New York Fed releasing the latest survey based on inflation expectations data. And so the five-year inflation forecast fell to 2.3% in November. The one-year forecast dropped by the most on record to 5.2% last month. And this was a change from the previous month of 5.9%. So that was a good show that inflation is on the downward trend. And then, of course, we had the CPI. Remember, the CPI has come out a few times this year and really rocked the market when it went the way against what people were thinking. So CPI is super important. We saw the report on Tuesday, and I think it was important as well because it was showing signs, again, we'll call it disinflation, the opposite of inflation, that disinflation is there. And this was confirmed Tuesday. Again, this is a macro positive for the market, just not enough by itself to spark a rally. And you know why, if you've been watching the market all week. And there was two reasons for it. There's two reasons why it was good news, but again, not the spark we needed to see. First, values right now are at full level. In other words, the 2023 expected S&P 500 earnings per share right now are $225 a share. Now, with the S&P at, say, a 17.9% multiple, there's just not a lot of room for it to go much higher. Yields are very high, and growth is slowing down. Second, while the CPI report on Tuesday makes the idea of disinflation more concrete, 7.1% is still much too high, and the report doesn't change that. So the CPI confirmed that disinflation is spreading, and that is a good thing. But overall, the economy still has a ways to go. Now, before I get to the Fed, because that was important on Wednesday, we know about that. We know what they did. We predicted that. We said they'd raise a half a point. That's what they did. Good. But there's another indicator that came out after that, which is why the market sort of reeled the last couple days. And this was the Philly Fed and the Empire State Manufacturing Surveys. Now, I'm not going to get into the details of all that, but I'll just say the prices did decline on balance overall, but it was just anecdotal because in aggregate, the decline wasn't substantial and there wasn't enough to offset the disappointing reads on growth. So that's what happened at the end of the week. Now, why didn't stocks drop further or harder after the Fed's meeting? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's pretty simple. It's because the market doesn't believe the Fed right now. So when the Fed says rates are going to rise, again, the terminal rate to 5.125%, and we can clearly see that the Fed has Fed fund futures right now, they're trading 4.9%. And the December 2023 Fed funds rate is below 4.5%. Well, that's just a big disconnect. Because until November, each important inflation print, CPI and PPI, were showing that there were higher prices. And it was that inflation data and Fed rhetoric and Fed rate hikes that were causing stocks to drop this year in 2022. It wasn't the Fed rhetoric alone. So now that we have inflation data showing signs of disinflation, the things I just mentioned, well, that's making the market skeptical about the Fed's threats on the terminal rate. And so if inflation is steadily declining, then it's unlikely the Fed's projections are going to be accurate. Putting it a little more bluntly, the Fed's history of forecasting the Fed funds rate out 1 year, well, it's just not that good. What am I talking about? If you look last year, December 2021, the Fed projected their median Fed funds rate to be 0.875% in December of this year. And you know where it is right now. It's at 4.375. So they missed that big time. Bottom line, the market's focused on the data right now little bit on the Fed, but mainly on the data. And so as we see growth slowing and disinflation spreading now, there's a challenge to Fed forecast that they really are going to raise rates that much higher. So what does it mean for the markets? What should you be doing right now? Well, as long as the economic data continues to undermine the Fed, the market's going to doubt the Fed's resolve. And that means there should be less downside risk here in the near term. Practically, I'm going to take away from this week is that a reasonable ceiling in the S&P 500 is still possible before the end of the year. Could be 4,100. Inflation data is important because that will move the markets more than the Fed going forward. And the upside remains limited. And I think the market's vulnerable still to a 10% or more sharp pullback. And I think we're going to see that early next year if inflation starts to bounce around a little bit or growth starts to fall off a cliff. Now, bottom line, as we start 23, I think you need to be prepared for volatility in your portfolio. I think you need to be defensive. Own things like utilities, consumer staples, healthcare, value over growth. And there's been some discussion about maybe going longer date on your treasuries or your investment grade bonds. First of all, that's really what you should own, or safer things. I like munis as well, as long as they're good munis. But the transition from the Fed being the driver of the market to really economic growth and inflation is really going to be the driver of stocks for next year. And that really kicked off this week. We saw that because when you saw the Fed do what they did and we didn't have much of a reaction, that's showing you the market right now is following the target that I'm talking about. So the two questions that we're going to have to answer that you want to be thinking about as you own stocks is how fast will inflation decline, and how bad will the economy get next year? As I think so, the recession will set in.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.